20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country, the Matt Malone Morning Show, and we are continuing to help with your health. And that is something that we do with our friends from the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network with our Y Country Medical Minutes. And Rose is with us. And Rose, this time of year, I find myself kind of torn because I am so happy to be able to go outside without a jacket on and enjoy the sunshine when we have it. And it makes me smile. However, I sweat. And I have to replenish that sweat because I'm not the only one. And that's why we want to talk about water and why it's so important that we drink water.
I feel like every single week that we have a topic, we're talking about staying hydrated. And a couple of my coworkers just started a drink water challenge. So it's really funny to hear them, water's so boring. It gave me some inspiration for this week to share some tips and tricks with you. And you're right, when you're outside in the hot weather, we do sweat a lot. So it's really important to get that hydration in. So let me start with how much. A lot of people say 8 glasses of water, but everyone weighs, you know, a different amount of weight. So that can't work. So really, the Mayo Clinic says that adults should drink half their weight in ounces. So, for example, if you weigh 180 pounds, divide that by 2, so it'd be 90 ounces or 11 8-ounce glasses of water a day. So do the math for you and figure out how much you should be drinking.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you the number, but it'll help me lose weight, though. Drinking water helps with that, right?
It absolutely does. It does actually several things, and I'll just name a few. Water helps regulate your body temperature, so, you know, when you're pushing your hay baler through your lawn, Matt. you'll definitely need some water. Flushes body waste, helps maintain healthy blood pressure, helps with weight loss, and also boosts performance during exercise. So I'll put a few more on our website you can check out later.
Awesome. And, you know, you made mention about not being boring because a lot of people will say, oh, it's so boring. What are maybe a couple of those ways that you can actually spice up or improve the flavor, if you will, of water?
Well, a lot of people do drink coffee, and I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't drink coffee because some of my coworkers definitely need it. So coffee does count in your water amount for the day. I am not a coffee drinker. I love tea, whether it's green, black, white, mixing up different herbal teas and stuff like that. That is where I get most of my water intake, and you can drink these hot or cold, so you never get bored. Mm-hmm. Another thing I like to do when my niece and nephew come over, we take a pot of water and we put a fresh cinnamon stick in there and simmer it, and then we pour it over a glass of ice, and then you have, you know, fresh cinnamon water. It's just being creative, and you can also spice up, you know, strawberries, apples, lemons, limes, and just get creative with it.
Yeah, there's water bottles with infusers right in them now where you can just put the fruit in and then fill it up with water and you're good to go.
Absolutely. It's a fun thing to do.
Excellent. Well, speaking of good to go, where do we go again to find all this information again?
As always, head to our website at CassFamilyClinic.org.
There we go. It's your Y Country Medical Minutes, and we are helping you out staying hydrated this summer. And Rose, we appreciate your time. We'll chat with you next week.
Talk to you soon.
Again, the Y Country Medical Minute with the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network with 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.
Nobody plays more country.